And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. Michael Patrick Leahy in studio with me. All-star panelist Roger Simon. Roger, a couple elements of this story that I think need to come out. Of course, let's talk about first the left going crazy. At first, it seems to me what we have here is a situation. If the way the Associated Press described the timeline, it does look like the first lines of law enforcement failed to do their job. That's what it looks like.
Yep.
The security officer at the school, two police officers, all arriving there before the shooting took place.
You know the irony in that, besides the sadness, and it's awfully sad, is that the left thinks that gun control is going to save things, when in actuality it's, and they'd say, well, let the police do it, but the police didn't do it. So actually, the reverse is true, and that possibly in some situations, constitutional carry citizens might have saved the day, but or a teacher who had gun training, but
might have.
Right now we have
21.
None of this is even remotely simple.
21 dead people. They're all innocent, killed
by this. Beto O'Rourke, of course, you know, understands all.
So the story is Beto O'Rourke made a fool of himself yesterday at a press conference. Governor Greg Abbott was laying this out, the details of the of what happened in the aftermath and where people could be address the ongoing mental health issues related to this. And in the midst of that press conference, Beto O'Rourke, who's running for governor as a Democrat, started shouting at the governor and the lieutenant governor and just saying it's all your fault, basically.
Yeah, well, that's an indication of the kind of brain that we have to watch out for, because he's out of control. You know, and not in the way that this Ramos kid was out of control. I mean, he was really out of control. But
well,
he's out of control.
Yeah, the other problem is it seems to me that there are law enforcement protocols in these situations when they happen that should be followed in a certainly more aggressive way than the police, the first line there.
Absolutely, they should be. But, you know, we've got human beings here. And that's who knows how any of us would behave when confronted with a situation like this.
I was talking with my friend John Solomon at Just the News. He had a story yesterday. You remember the mass shooting at Virginia Tech a decade ago. They went and outlined all of the things that should be taken to address the issues on site and also the sort of mental health warnings at the beginning. And he said very few of them have actually been implemented. And this, I think, might be an example of it. Mental health of all people, but particularly young people.
Yes, it's the first line of defense against
this. Is in decline.
And in fact, the most important line of defense.
Let me read to you the Daily Mail, of course, you know the Daily Mail, London-based, perhaps one of the best newspapers in the world today.
Yes, way better than the New York Times.
Yeah.
Who reads the New York Times?
So
read the Daily Mail.
This is
and the Epoch Times, I should add.
Well, of course. Of course the Epoch Times, right? Yeah. But from the Daily Mail, here's the story about Ramos. And we've seen, and I don't see it in this report, but we've seen other reports that he smoked marijuana regularly and that he had disagreements with his grandmother about that and was very angry with both his grandmother and his mother, asterisk. So let me just tell you. Reportedly, Ramos was bullied for a stutter and lisp. Classmates also allegedly called him out with gay slurs. At one point, he uploaded a picture of himself wearing eyeliner. He would, quote, he would get bullied hard, like bullied by a lot of people, his friend Stephen Garcia told the Post, over social media, over gaming, over everything. In early childhood, friends claimed that he was a normal kid, but then he started to change. He was branded an emo, or an alternative at school, where he got into multiple fistfights, including increasingly playing truant. During the last few months of his life, he was working at a Wendy's, hardly in attendance at schools. He was not set to graduate. This was a fact he apparently despised. But his personal life was very odd. His parents Both had criminal records. And his mother apparently lived in with his mother at a house owned by his grandmother about a mile from the shooting site. But his grandmother was about to evict his mother from that house for her drug use. Okay.
Well, there we have it. Drugs is always at the center of these things. And the reason I think it is that these people can't stand their lives. Because if you have a decent life, you don't need drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people talk about bullying all the time as if it's a new thing. I mean, bullying has been going on since there were human beings on the planet. So some of this stuff, you know, you start to wonder what we do about it. How do you stop bullying? Well, I don't know. I don't know, too, whether it's healthy to entirely stop bullying. I know that's a weird statement.
I don't think it's so weird. Tell us why.
Because it's part of learning to grow up. When I was on the schoolyard and got bullied at the age of 8 or whatever it was, you know, I had to learn how to deal with it in whatever way it was, whether it was pushing back at the other person or walking away. I mean, these are things that, you know, they're part of life.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And this kid, very troubled kid, bad family situation, and apparently he just couldn't deal with it. It gets back to, I think, you know, what's the solution to this problem? Well, to me, it's exact opposite of what the left says. The left says more gun control.
Yeah.
Or as Mike Moore, the documentary filmmaker, said, you know, let's get rid of the Second Amendment.
Well, right? You know, with Moore, it's just an opportunity to get on television.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. Yeah. It has nothing to do with any amendment. It's just him.
So, but the mental health situation, it seems to me, is the big problem that we have right now at getting somebody to the point where they're going to do this, right?
Yeah.
Once they're doing it, then it's a different situation.
Well, COVID exacerbated all this because all these people locked in their homes became more cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their only real relationship was with their laptop or their cell phone. I mean, that was their relationship in life. So it became stranger and stranger and more paranoid. This is something we have to really think about, how to connect human beings to human beings again. I mean, because that's part of it. Because this kid doesn't realize what he didn't realize what a human being was, really.
He was apparently, he played Xbox games. Call of Duty was his favorite game to play, right? Which is one where you go around, I think, the key thing is to shoot people, right?
Right. Well, on many of those games.
Many of those games, yeah. Well, I think it is interesting about how dangerous the isolation of the world has been, the prevalence of social media, the disconnect from real human relationships, right? Like when you and I were growing up, way back in the dark ages, right?
The Middle Ages.
You and I would connect and we would have a conversation. Or if we would, go out and engage in sports, we'd play sports together. But there wasn't a cell phone. We weren't constantly taking selfies, and we weren't playing to the audience in the cloud, if you will.
Right.
It's
a very sad thing that this happened. But rolling it back is going to be very difficult.
Especially in this environment, especially with the way the left is, you know, pushing that same old story that they've been pushing. Gun control, gun control, gun control.
It's an idiotic waste of time.
When we come back, let's talk about something a little bit more fun. Let's talk about politics. And Kellyanne Conway has a new book out. You have some perspective on Kellyanne.
A little bit.
We'll talk about that and more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Roger Simon. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.